Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Among our top stories this evening,
critics say Central Bank Governor John Mangudya's monetary statement alone will not revive the country's economy. They want Harare to put in place consistent policies that will attract investment.
History is not good for us. The history is that the authorities in Harare are corrupt. They have mismanaged the economy over the years. Lawlessness, they changed the rules in their favor.
Zimbabwe and China reportedly signed 9 deals that will see the Asian country providing financial support for Harare's economic turnaround strategy, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Socio-Economic Transformation, or ZIM Asset.
The country has to find out another economic opportunity from other countries, let's say from Asia. And considering Zimbabwe has been suffering from economic stagnation, China is giving the country a great opportunity.
And the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Medical Association, Dr. Douglas Kwatiso, says Zimbabwe's healthcare professionals are well equipped to deal with the deadly Ebola virus should an outbreak occur in the country.
A day after Central Bank Chief John Mangudya delivered his maiden monetary policy statement, there's been a lukewarm response from business, labor and economists, with many agreeing that his statement alone is not enough to stimulate economic growth in the country. The country's economy, long mired in recession, is underperforming in almost every sector since President Robert Mugabe won a disputed election last year. The ruling ZANU-PF party blames the country's economic problem on European and American sanctions, but Mr. Mugabe's critics blame it on corruption and inconsistent economic policies. Mangudya, in his policy statement under the theme Back to Basics, Setting the Tone for Zimbabwe's Economic Recovery, admitted that foreign investment in Zimbabwe more than halved in the first 6 months of the year, with the country attracting a paltry $67 million compared to $165 million during the same period last year.
The central bank chief said the economic ills were caused by a number of factors, which include tight liquidity conditions, company closures, rising formal unemployment, low production levels, non-performing loans, and a disproportionate trade balance. Mangudya, who became central bank governor in May, taking over from Gideon Gono, urged the government to make its indigenization policy clearer by issuing guidelines for investors. According to Zimbabwe's indigenization law, black Zimbabweans must own 51% of shares of foreign companies. The law is blamed by many economists for causing investor flight. Mangudya tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that despite all economic indicators pointing south, he is confident that the country can turn around its fortunes.
We need to work on the production side of the economy. And I'm saying that we go back to basics, which is the basic principle of economics, of supply and demand, and that we need to go into the basic aspects of promoting an investment in the country so that we'll be able to increase production, without which, we know that locally we can't do it by ourselves. So we need to combine a combination of the foreign investment and also domestic investment so that we can improve on our production. And then by so doing, it means once you increase production, then you also increase employment, eventually also increase exports, and you also increase the goods and services which will be supplied to the market. That's, and therefore, we're now therefore looking at the constraints which we're facing in currently, which will then make them to be our bedrock of a monetary policy statement.
You also talked about the Zimbabwe Asset Management Company, or ZAMCO. How is this going to work?
Mm-hmm. No, that ZAMCO, basically that is an SPV for the purchasing of the 90% loans from banks. It works like any other country. You know, this one is open invasion throughout the whole world. If you go through, as you put in my post, we will give an example there. All other countries that have gone through what you're going through, they've created an SPV to take into account of the non-performing loans. Well, therefore, they bought it commercial terms, and then we then look for investors who are able to invest in those assets. And then by so doing, the investors will bring liquidity to the economy.
Lastly, your overall outlook about the economy, are you confident that there can be an economic turnaround?
I was born optimistic myself, and there is no reason why I should be pessimistic. I'm very positive about the future of the economy. And in terms of going forward, the outlook is good. We are currently working to ensure that whatever we promise to deliver, we deliver.
That was Central Bank Chief John Mangudya speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.